So I guess it's quite easy to say that the Chrysler 300 is Chrysler's flagship vehicle.
Yes, that's exactly true. We're launching this as our flagship vehicle for 2011. It is all new. It's got an all-new premium design in the outside, premium interior with soft-touch surfaces, an all-new Pentastar V6 engine, and then it's also got significant added value for 2011.
So when you say it's all new, like from the wheels up, are there any parts that are held over? Because you had that Mercedes-derived platform you used in the first model. Is it modified or is it all new?
It's really an all new. There's only a couple of components that have been carried over. You'll find some of the suspension, but it's been really significantly reworked. The bushings and all the links on it has been updated. And then the Hemi engine as well is mostly carryover. But really the new story is the Pentastar V6 that gives you that mid-size fuel efficiency in a full-size car.
With how many horsepower?
It's 292 horsepower and 39 miles per gallon. So it's best-in-class horsepower and really mid-size fuel efficiency.
So is that the sweet spot you're looking for? So somebody's looking at getting a mid-size car, you're hoping they'll say, look at this one too.
Yeah, it's really a no compromise. It allows the customer to get into a larger vehicle with all the luxuries and safety that's inherent in a full-size vehicle, but at the same time gives them no compromise with 39 miles per gallon, very similar to a mid-size fuel efficient vehicle.
Okay, now tell us the price story.
Well, we've got a great price story for 2011. We've got four models. There's the Touring V6, which is our entry-level vehicle. It's $32,995. And what we've done is we've added about $3,600 of added value for 2011. We've held the price the same.
Now, what do you mean added value? What kinds of things are you talking about?
Well, basically what we've done is we've added everything from side airbags, so a lot of safety equipment. We've got the new Pentastar V6, dual exhaust, 5-speed automatic. And then there's also a lot of creature comforts as well, leather-wrapped steering wheel, leather-wrapped shifter, 10-way power driver seat, all new on the vehicle for 2011.
Okay, so that's your entry level.
Yes.
And as you go up, there's more savings.
Yeah,
it's kind of incremental, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Once you get into the Limited, which has got rich Napa leather, so that's the next step up. And that's got significant value as well, $3,500 of added content. And we've repositioned that down by $2,000, so it's $5,500 of added value. And you move up to a 300C, you're getting about $9,600 of added value. And then 300C all-wheel drive is $41,995 with about $11,500 of added value for the consumer. So great value, and you're getting an amazing list of content on that vehicle.
All right, now let's talk a little bit about the 2005 Chrysler 300 when it came out. This won more awards than anything else, didn't it?
Yes, it was the most awarded car ever, you know, extremely proud, and really created almost a cult-like following. You can see them customized all over the place, people lowering them down, putting 22-inch wheels on them. It's really unprecedented when you think about the following that that car garnered. And so what we're looking to do with this one is recapture that same magic with the new 2011 and yet increase the level of refinement on it and the fuel efficiency and the technology and safety story as well.
But I guess when they reworked the skin of the car, because that's really what sold that car originally, was the
Indeed.
Way it looked, the message was, don't screw it up.
Yes, right. It was, you know, customers were very firm on that, you know, a lot of loyal, dedicated fans. And so they really wanted to keep that same classic silhouette. So we've kept that, but at the same time, we've opened up the greenhouse. You've got about 15% greater visibility in the vehicle, really adding to a little bit more of an, you know, sense of airiness within it, but still has a very distinctive profile. You immediately recognize it, great presence on the road.
Well, looking at it, it looks, you know, the other car looked, actually the head of design said to me, the original Chrysler 300 was a brutal car. Like it looked masculine and it was kind of brutal.
Yes.
This one looks more like an upscale, you know, almost luxury car.
Yes, indeed. No, this one definitely, the attention to detail on the outside, the tight panel gaps, the LED lighting that's on the front and the rear of the vehicle, the classic C-shaped LED daytime running lights really added an air of elegance to it, moves it upscale so that you're almost thinking this is like, is it an S-Class, a Lexus or something? It's really competing in that territory with respect to the exterior appearance.
But are you going to lose some of that sort of youth street vibe that you had initially?
I don't think so. I think when you look at that distinctive silhouette and a 363 horsepower V8 or the 292 horsepower V6, it's got a lot of road presence, a lot of attitude, really separates itself from the rest of the mainstream competitors or midsize or full-size sedans.
So you have had how many new vehicle launches in the last couple of months?
We've had 16 all-new or redesigned vehicles in the past few months. We've just launched our 17th now with the Fiat 500. And I mean, it's been an amazing whirlwind now. We're really pleased with the success we've been having.
So what's the vibe like inside Chrysler compared to a year ago?
Complete turnaround. This is really exciting time for us. I mean, to have so many, it's really unprecedented. We've got the youngest showroom now in Canada. We've got all new vehicles among all of our brands. Started with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, moved on to the Dodge Journey Grand Caravan. I mean, every single vehicle has been touched and significantly upgraded. We're really excited about the future, and it's been showing in our sales results. We're up 26% last year.
But a lot of the new stuff is only just trickling into dealers now.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, things should only get better as we go forward, because that was with our older vehicles, and now we're looking to get the new vehicles on the ground. They're landing right now. They're available at Canadian dealerships, and there's others that are still en route.
Now, the Fiat 500 is going to be sold in a unique way.
Yes, yeah, so we've got approximately 67 dealers across Canada, pretty much from coast to coast, that are going to be selling that vehicle. It is going to be a very distinct environment, very Italian in flavor. They're going to have little cappuccino bars, almost a studio-like setting for those vehicles.
And the price story on that is very unique.
Yeah, so we've got a great value proposition on there as well. Starts at $15,995, and I mean, that's for our entry-level pop model. Goes up to $19,500, that gets you leather. But even on the entry-level vehicle, you're getting amazing sense of value. Safety equipment-wise, you've got 7 standard airbags, ABS, electronic stability control, and then all the power equipment as well, power windows and power door locks. And it's really the personality that is on that vehicle, the iconic styling, and then the ability to choose 14 exterior colors, 11 interior color and trim combinations to really tailor it towards the customer.
Did you guys, you must sit around having a coffee at the end of there, lunchtime, and think about not just Chrysler and what you've gone through, but the domestic manufacturers and the renaissance that they're going through. In the darkest days of the restructuring and the bankruptcy and everything, did anybody in their wildest dreams think that this would happen between all three manufacturers gaining market share?
Yeah, this is pretty impressive turnaround for all of us. Ford obviously had a very good year. GM is also turning things around. And we obviously, we're on a bit of a roll right now, 13 consecutive months of year-over-year sales growth. We're very pleased. And, you know, it was during some of those darker days, it was difficult to maybe foresee this level of success. And but we always were very, very positive. And we knew with 16 all-new vehicles coming out, greater things were going to come.
Well, best of luck with the 300 and with the 500, and hopefully we'll see more in the coming months.
Thanks very much, Zach. Great to be here.